Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about
ancestors protect us. May they protect you.
Podcast.
Welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk, Spirit of Us.
I am Jordan,
the Spirit of Us.
My name's Doge. I'm a podcaster, spirit of Ira Glass. Today's punchline is a yam hee haw.
What do Jewish cowboys wear?
That's what I... All right. Hey.
Ooh.
Very good.
Why did it feel obvious? I'm not surprised.
A yam hee haw.
You beat me to it. What is a
horse?
You
guys have the same answer?
Hey, what do you wear to a bar mitzvah?
A barn mitzvah is great. Chip and Joanna, you guys got to get on that. That's a whole untapped market for y'all down there in Waco.
Oh my gosh.
A yam hee haw. What do you get when you cross a donkey with a motorcycle?
Boo.
A yam hee haw.
Boo. Ours is so much better.
So much better.
That is great though. Oh my God. I can't even really get over that right now.
Barn mitzvah is really good.
It hit me like a bolt of lightning.
The pigs are just, they got to just take a day off for the bar mitzvah. Yeah. They can't be there.
No, they get to attend in life.
Oh, true.
Oh, like a turkey
instead
getting
of in death.
Pardoned. Yeah. Well,
right, exactly.
Except it's all the time.
Yeah.
Respect.
Oh, man. And I'm Carter. And I'm pretty impressed by my friends right now.
Yeah. That's a good place
impressed.
To be.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're impressive.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. I have, I've been thinking a lot about motorcycles recently.
No reason.
No reason. Unaffiliated. Just got a movie we're going to talk about that made a cool $14 million in theaters worldwide. which is crazy to me. But I get it. You don't get money for zeitgeist contributions all the time. I want to play Jolf.
$14 million is so low.
That is very low.
That's crazy.
We know people who make that much. I bet we know we have people in our circle who maybe be around that. Maybe be around
I might know
that.
Somebody who knows somebody who makes that much.
Okay. Well, then if you know me, you do.
Sure, yeah.
I bet. I want to play some Jolf. Do y'all remember how to play Jolf? Three J's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget.
For Jordan,
each J
Jordan Justin,
special
and John.
In its own way.
As we are.
Your three hosts.
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys?
I know
Y'all,
one of them.
I had a situation in which I called a student the wrong name in class.
Tough.
Devastating. Kept calling her Daisy. She's like, that's not my name. Like in class. I was like, okay, I feel
Was
that.
It
I
at least something. Close to Daisy?
Dana.
Daisy's a big swing.
What was it?
Dana. Okay.
Dana. Hannah okay. with a D. Turns out.
Hannad.
couple sessions, class sessions later, another of my students turns in a piece of paper. She had meant to turn it in the class before, but it was an assignment we did in class. Her name written at the top, Daisy. There it was.
You did have a Daisy. Just
had the little mix.
It was
up.
The name of the sled.
I was also like, I'm playing a lot of Mario Party, but Chelsea really, that's not her main
you
anymore.
Are. I've been on my Switch a good bit recently playing Hollow Knight and Silksong, and you are getting on Mario Party pretty frequently in a way that I was surprised by.
Yeah. It's a fun little time with me and Chelsea. Got that new Mario Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got new tricks. I love it. I have for us three, if we can, I mean, if we need more, I can come up with some more. But I have for us three different motorcycle movies. The way this works is these boys, one of them will mute. What do you do when you can't hear?
Mute.
Yeah, that's mute. A good one. One of them will mute while the other takes a shot at how close to the either critic or audience. Do you want to do critic or audience scores this time?
Critic always.
Critic always. Yep. The critic every score time. On Rotten Tomatoes as they possibly can. They are. They have an allotment of 22 strokes that they can get within here. So if someone gets within 10 and then within 2, they get to move on to the next round. All that to say, you'll get it. You'll get it. It's early, but you'll get it as we go. I'm going to start with Wild Hogs. Wild Tim. Hogs. Oh, I thought you said 10. Like that was your guess of the critic score.
Probably not far off.
Who would like to go full?
Remember who's in that? I know it's Tim Allen. Who else
everybody?
Is
everybody? What are you talking about? It's like Ocean's 11, basically.
That's right.
Tim
it's
Allen,
like Ocean's 11.
For- John Travolta, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy, Ray Liotta.
I thought I remembered Martin Lawrence was in it.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa
that really Tomei is crazy.
Is
I did not know Tomei was in this.
Yeah. One big the- get for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Drew.
Sure, man. I'll go first.
I'll mute.
Okay.
I'm going to say critics gave it a crispy 31%.
31% for Doge. 39% for Jordan. And just like that, game's over. Because what's really funny is the critic score for Wild Hogs is 14.
Oh my gosh.
I should have said 10.
You should have said 10.
It would have been so close.
Ooh.
So that means that Jordan is over. He's at a +3 at 25. We'll
just mulligan, start it back at zero.
Let's start it back at zero. This is fun.
Let's mully.
This is fun. We can just play.
Boy, 14 is crazy.
We'll play scratch golf. I think that's what you call it. It's like you just win holes.
Scroff.
Yeah. So we'll say Doge got that first one. Now Scrooge we have classic foundational anime, Akira. Mm-hmm. You familiar with this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
One of the most slide. 80s things in the world. Yeah. 1988.
Mm-hmm.
The year I was born. What's the critic score for Akira? Doge, you'll start us.
I will. I believe the critic score is going to be high. I think they liked it. I'm going to say 82.
Thank you very much.
You know what? 94.
We have a 94 from Jordan. We have an 82 from Doge. Actual score on Flickster. 91.
Whoa.
3 strokes there for Jordan. 9 for Doge. Let's move on to the Nicolas Cage classic. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Which it's kind of silly. I've never seen this.
I haven't either.
You haven't? You guys haven't seen that?
Mm-mm. I feel like I would love this.
Watch it for Halloween. Watch it for when we're doing our Chunktober movies. You should also add that to your rotation.
Wow. 2000, dude, it came out the same year as Hot Rod, 2007.
Wow.
Big year for motorcycles.
Huge year for motorcycles. I'm guaranteed
big
this
year for movies to
Hot
make
Rod.
14 million.
Sure.
How much did Ghost Rider make?
I'll check in just a bit. Let me get this down. The actual retail price. Jordan, you'll be guessing first there. Let's see how much money is. Ghost Rider made. Also, did y'all see they've Liam Hemsworth is in the first like full trailer for The Witcher, and it's
oh
so
I hadn't seen
weird.
The
feels
the
like
new
it's
Liam
like Doctor
trailer,
Who yeah. or something. It's like oh it's yeah. a new, brand new one, huh? Ghost Rider's in. Was this another of those? This was Sony, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, Columbia. Maybe
Sony's so bad. Let's see what they make.
It was a stinky one. I did leave halfway through the movie.
The budget in 2007 was $110 million. And it made $228 million. So,
oh, good for Nicholas.
Double up.
Massive success.
Double Jordan, up. You're guessing first?
Yep.
Okay.
63. Critic score.
47.
Jordan with the lead on Akira loses that lead here because Ghost Rider had a 28%. It doubled Wild
wow.
Hogs. But it had a 28% critic score, a 48%.
Guess I should have seen it.
Audience score. The consensus Ooh. On the critic reviews, Ghost Rider is a sour mix of morose, glum histrionics amidst jokey puns and hammy dialogue. What a interesting combination.
Hey, relax a little bit. He makes a deal with the devil to be a flaming skeleton man with a motorcycle from hell. Yeah, so it's going to be a little weird.
It's going to be a little weird.
And that's okay. Just I think sure. it is at least twice as good as Wild
Hogs. He made two Ghost
yeah,
Rider
Ghost Rider,
movies.
Ghost Rider 2 Spirit of Vengeance.
What? Do you love those movies?
No, they're so bad.
I can't believe you knew that. Idris Elba is in that one. That had an 18% for Spirit of Vengeance. With a weak script, uneven CG work, and a Nick Cage performance so predictably loony, it's no longer amusing. Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance,
we'll
aims to be
that.
Trashy fun, but ends up as plain trash.
I just discovered another actor's name you say wrong, so that's fun.
What'd I say?
What did he say?
Elba.
Did I say Elba?
You did.
I know it's Elba.
Did I say Elba?
No, surely not.
Elba Baggins.
Elba Baggins.
Oi.
So I win.
That's Joff. Doge
so
wins
I won.
A game.
So I'm go. Good at Joff.
There you go. And there tend to be, here's what we've learned. There's some pretty bad motorcycle movies out there. It's a bit polarizing. We've got really good ones.
Go for like the Great Escape.
We've got some really bad ones. I know. I went motorcycle heavy. I should have gone like iconic motorcycle scene. Much like Hot Rod.
Place Beyond the Pines.
Indiana Place Jones and the Last Crusade.
Look at y'all. Y'all on your motorcycle game. Those are probably
yeah, I know about
her.
I stay. I know about these bikes.
Didn't really like Place Beyond the Pines. By the way, Tron.
Tron Legacy.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big
well, guys, there's more to going fast than just bikes and hogs. And I don't know if you know this, but our friends over at thetop10s.com, Starglazer Pro, a user of this website, has helpfully defined for us the top 10 coolest types of vehicles ever made. The Top 10s is a crowdsourced list website where users can log in and vote to build these top 10 lists. So I want to see how close you guys can get to naming the top 10 coolest types of vehicles ever made. It should be easy for y'all.
How would you define
you
vehicle?
Know about cool.
Yeah.
Great question. Thanks for asking. Something that goes while you're in or on it.
Can I just, I'm going to ask this question and I know that you're going to be like.
That does sound like me.
I'm just clarifying that there's not like proper nouns here. Like it's car, not Lamborghini, right?
Right.
Okay. And then when
there is one of them is tech.
When there is inevitably a proper noun in here and you're like, well, I didn't change that. Like, what are we going to, how are we going to handle that?
Well, I think one of them is technically a proper noun in the same way that Kleenex is a proper noun.
Got it.
Where it's like, that's the actual thing. That's like a, that's a name.
What else
do
we do
tissue?
That with? Kleenex is a big one, obviously.
There's a food item we do this with.
Is there?
Yeah, I was. I mean,
all sandwich cookies are Oreos. I'll say that.
Yeah,
sure. And Oreo wasn't even first. Oreo, hey, Oreo would be one of the greatest sequels of all time. Sequel to Hydrox.
That's true. Very good. That is a
more like a legacy sequel.
I feel like graham cracker is probably like that's probably called like cinnamon honey bread cracker.
I don't think so.
No, if you think about it, if you really think about it,
it felt like you lost confidence when you said bread. It's probably like cinnamon bread.
It's like crunchy bread. It's like crunchy cinnamon bread. Cinnamon Crunchyroll.
I mean, it's probably
cinnamon Crunchyroll bread. Probably.
That's what we call it in our house.
Cinnamon Crunchyroll
bread. We buy the Aldi brand, so it's not actually a graham cracker. It doesn't come from the Graham region of France.
Right. Yeah. It's just sparkling. Right. It's just sparkling bread at that point.
I do think most corn chips I call Fritos, whether they're
sure.
Fritos or
yeah.
not. Anyways, my first guess, I'm going
to
say
me.
Helicopter.
Helicopter, one of the top 10 coolest vehicles in Carter's personal list. However, it does not make the top 16 here on the top 10 coolest vehicles
ever made
on the
top 10.com. I'm guessing it's number 18 or 19.
It's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, motorcycle.
Motorcycle is number 5.
Yeah. 5? Okay.
There's 4 things cooler than a motorcycle.
Here we go. Here, I might have found the one that is the Kleenex.
Okay, yeah.
Sea-Doo.
Like as in a jet ski?
What an insane swing.
Yeah, I have never... Again, and here's the thing about me. Never called it a Sea-Doo.
Really?
Really. I call it a jet ski.
Oh.
And the top10s.com doesn't call it anything. Doesn't make the list at all.
That's guy so is crazy. Because have you ever been on a jet ski?
Oh, yeah. I never have. It's the coolest thing I've ever driven.
I never have.
Oh, my God.
It is. The feeling.
It's amazing. I want to do one of those contraptions that they'll have in like a challenge final. The thing where you like are holding just the edges and it's basically dolphining you. Like it's, you can go
yeah,
underwater.
Oh, yes, dude.
That looks amazing to me. Oh.
Is that what a Sea-Doo is or is a Sea-Doo a jet ski?
No, a Sea-Doo is a jet ski.
Well, you're talking about the little like, it's like a fan, like an engine with
just
handles.
I changed the subject.
Yeah, you Aquaman. Oh, you changed.
Yeah, I want
you
to change. That. Okay. I changed.
I want to do that. Fighter jet.
Wow.
Fighter jet is very cool. But.
What?
It's not on this list.
That's insane. Fighter jet's objectively cooler than tanks are cool.
I'm very military here, except for C2.
Military grade.
I'm 66% military.
Do you think the Coast Guard has like blue camouflage jet skis?
I mean, very Jean-Claude Van Damme to me for some reason.
You said what now? You said tank?
Yeah, dude.
No, not very cool.
I don't know anything about. I'm really not a big vehicle guy, so I'm out.
Is that your third strike?
That's my third. It was pretty fast.
Uh oh.
I'm so like interested to find out.
I feel
out,
like
though.
They're gonna say like an F1 car. You know what I mean? That's my guess.
Race
like
car, Indy car.
I'm going to Google this particular term that's on this list.
Yeah,
I'll give it. Dragster is number 8. Yeah.
Okay.
That's F1 fine. Car. Yeah.
Can I?
Or maybe they're talking about RuPaul.
I think F1 has laps and a drag race is just straight. But
it is.
If you're gonna
can I get an extra car. An extra one?
Listen, I've watched a lot of Drag Race. I don't think it's very straight.
Nice. Hey, very good.
I met, so Chelsea and I went to Revelers Hall, which is a great spot in Bishop Arts to listen to some live music. And one of the guys that we met there who kind of works for Revelers, but he also works for other places, he's a baker. So he supplies a bunch of their like pastries and bread. We basically talked to him the whole night. Became friends. He's like, do you have Instagram? I was like, yeah. Like, let's connect via Instagram. And so I happened to be seeing his, like, when he's giving me his Instagram, it's his search. So it's all, you know, the random things you can look at. And one of them is Alaska from.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
From and Drag I Race. Said, yeah. I said to him her full name. And he was like, oh. Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, I love her. And he had already heard, like, my job. he knows I'm a straight man. And so, well, he doesn't actually. That's the joke. Or that's what's interesting about this is he goes, hey, I'm going to ask you a question. This might be kind of weird. Are you like a little, you like a little bit gay? And I was like,
just a little.
I was like, I've never identified as that. No. And he was like, I'm so sorry. It's just like, I don't know. Can I give you a hug? And he's like, yeah. He was like, I don't know if I've met a straight man that loves RuPaul's Drag Race. And I was like, hey.
Oh, come on over.
Bro, I got lots of guys.
Come on over,
pal. We got the guys for you.
Come on over, pal. Guys for you. You know what, man? Give me that definition again of vehicle.
Yeah, sure. Well, Starglazer Pro says, your vote for the coolest, most fascinating vehicles ever made. Be sure to add your favorite if it has not been included. The way I'm defining vehicle, I look at this list.
Oh, this is him.
My definition for vehicle.
Okay.
No, this is me, Doge. Oh. Doge Glazer. The way that I define vehicle as I look at this list, something that a human gets in or on and it goes.
Or it can be made to go? You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. That's, yes. It, you are on it as it is going. The genesis of that go, it changes vehicle to vehicle.
Sure.
And we only have two?
You only have two.
A dragster and a motorcycle.
Yeah, y'all don't know very much about vehicles.
Four-wheeler.
Four-wheelers are
cool. Go-kart.
Go-karts are
cool. I would have those.
Okay, which one?
Oh, damn. Go-kart.
And you did already strike out, so we're playing for
fun. Yeah, that's what we did in the last game. Go-kart.
Playing like a side game over in the outfield. Go-kart does not show up on this list. Not very cool.
Dude,
a kid can drive it. Ooh, a surfboard as a vehicle.
I was going to say longboard, but that's a little more boring. Surfboards are cooler than longboards.
It does go. I guess based on my definition, a surfboard is a vehicle.
Is the ocean the vehicle, I guess, at that point?
Mm.
Maybe the man is a vehicle. Man is the most dangerous vehicle. strike. Surfboard does not appear on this list.
Okay, I think that was three.
I think that was three. Guys, that's
give us the list. I just can't wait to find out.
Pretty much exactly how we always do.
I trust Starglazer.
Number 10. We'll start. Well, you know what? We'll go all the way to 14. That's what it gives me. 14. The 14th coolest vehicle in the world is a backhoe.
Wrong.
The 13th coolest vehicle in the world is a rocket.
That deserves to be way higher.
And then it does go from 13 to 11. There's no 12th coolest vehicle in the world.
Well,
the 11th coolest vehicle in the world is a maglev train.
Huh?
It's cool.
A maglev train.
I don't even know what that is.
Number 10 is race car. Number 9, monster truck.
Yeah, no, that's
pretty
fair.
Cool.
That's fair.
That should number be 8 is dragster. Number 7 is train. Trains are awesome. They go pretty fast.
Monster truck.
We had a whole series on trains.
So much higher than train.
Guys, remember your audience on this. Of course, train is in the top 10. Number 6, jet car.
We're just making stuff up.
Number 5, motorcycle. Number 4, truck. Number 3.
Wait, is there a picture?
No, thanks for asking. No pictures. Just
does it
says
mean, does it mean
semi? No autographs, no pictures, please.
Like an F-150? What does it mean?
Oh, yeah. No, good question. It means truck. It says truck?
Truck.
Yeah, it means truck. Number 3. And this is I think this is sort of like an achievement-based award. Passenger car. Pretty cool. Change the face of the world forever.
Change the face of the world forever.
Passenger
the world opened
car?
Up its arms and said, how about you come with me?
How about you pay
how about
all
it not
over?
Just
wait,
me?
But doesn't passenger car just mean riding on a train? Isn't this now our third train?
Passenger car. Let's see what passenger car actually means because there is no definition. Oh, yeah. Passenger car is a train. In the context of road vehicles, a passenger car typically seats no more than 10 individuals. It can be like a sedan as well. Like it's just car. I think they mean just like regular car.
Sure. Hey, before we get to number 1, I need to go back in time a little bit and say that backhoe is what I say when I'm fending off loose women with a sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say backhoe.
Yeah.
Back avast ye ho.
Yeah. It's the sequel to Ivan.
I am already betrothed. I have mine wife.
Gaze upon mine hand.
Do you not see? Do you not spy this ring I bear? Hey guys, you know what realm you didn't really talk that much about? The sky. Number two, commercial airplane. That's cool.
Not cooler than fighter jet.
Some of my worst memories on our commercial airplane.
Hey, but it's pretty cool.
This is one of the most egregiously bad lists we've ever done.
Bro, B2 bomber. Coolest? Like stealth bomber.
Thank you.
There's so many things that are.
So far, of the list that exists, monster truck is number one and it's not close.
Rocket should have been number two.
Yeah, that's fair.
Rockets are crazy. Rockets are awesome.
Rockets are really cool.
I've been all up in my science stuff, bro, which is not me. I tend to not be super into that. But Project Hail Mary, which is our same author of The Martian, very good.
Andy
I'm
Weir.
Sitting here reading about the periodic table, and I'm like, man, it's gripping.
Wow. I need to read
science. Some science is cool.
Because it's coming out as a movie soon with our lead, Ryan Gosling.
The Goose Man.
So I'm excited about that.
I was about to say with the Goose Man.
There you go.
Man. Okay, y'all want to know number one, the coolest slash most fascinating vehicle ever made?
I thought that was number one. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Number one is the space shuttle. That's the one that I think is like Kleenex. I think I think that's like the proper name of that vehicle.
Okay. The one that like is after our rocket part. It's like what we're actually navigating.
But the one that can land back and then be launched again.
By that definition, then I would say that rocket is not a vehicle.
Rocket is a vehicle because people did go to space on it and drive the rocket to the moon before we started using the space shuttle.
I guess that's fair.
It's very fair. Well, the top10s.com is nothing but fair and objective and true.
I was going to say that it's like more like an aircraft carrier, but I guess that's also just a big ass vehicle. Cooler than most of the things.
Yeah.
On this list, aircraft carrier.
I have
longboard, surfboard, snowboard, skis, all cooler. Jet skis, like we said, snowmobiles cooler than most of these things.
Snowmobile feels like a big miss. Really
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Because it's basically got like a, is it chains? What is a snowmobile working on? It's like a little treads.
Yeah. It's treads, like little tank treads. Yeah. You guys ridden a snowmobile before?
No. Submarine? Cooler?
Submarine's a cool vehicle.
Submarine's much cooler. Wait, should we make our own list and see how popular it gets on this website?
Someday.
We absolutely should.
Someday. Okay.
Yeah, not today.
We absolutely should. Yeah, I need to think more.
Yeah, monster truck though. It'll be on the list no matter what the category is.
100%.
The real top 10 coolest types of vehicles.
Top 10 actors of the 20th century. Number one, monster truck.
Monster truck.
Jim Caviezel. Yeah.
Number two, Jim Caviezel. So we're trying to bait the list. I gotcha. I
see. Yeah. We make it their specifications.
Have we talked about how...
Once we understand the language, we can speak it.
Have we talked on this podcast about how I have a sentimental, odd way of looking at time? That it'll be like, man, in 5 years, it'll be this much closer to this much... I'll give you an example. Okay.
I don't know if it's on the podcast, but I do know about this. Yeah.
You know I do this. Okay.
Yes.
So something that speaking of like space, my upper level class roster, so these are juniors and seniors in college, are further from 9/11, 2001, than my birth is from the moon landing. And that kind of like...
Oh my God.
That kind of like blew my mind.
Oh no. You're old and made of bones.
Yeah. That's crazy. It was like,
oh no.
Less than two decades after we landed on the moon, I was born. Uh-huh. I've never thought about it that way. Anyways, some perspective there. I think I might need a break.
Let's give that break. With shout announcements.
Mm-hmm.
shout nonsense. I was trying
your
to
face got
a bit of a-
so red. You like so clearly ran out of breath.
My whole body is warm right now.
It did look like when Superman was blowing himself away from that black hole in that underground river.
Or I'm calling Shadowfax or something.
Shadowfax.
Welcome to Shout Announcements. I'm Carter and Doge is here.
Many
as well.
People's favorite part of the show.
Many people's favorite
we hear,
part of the
we
show.
We get a lot of fan mail that this is actually the only reason people listen.
Yeah, please. Stay tuned. You probably have just scrubbed all the way through to the Shout Announcements
yeah,
section.
You made it.
To find
you're here.
The very center of the cookie here. And here we are. And here we're the good, good cream. And we want to let you know about our Discord community, which continues to grow and be really active. I think in the busyness, sometimes I have, we all do, really busy seasons. And obviously there's several different technologies and apps and stuff that we communicate on. And we prioritize what we want to catch up with first. And it is unsurprising to me that I try and get into the Discord and catch up on stuff. It has happened to me at least twice this year that I have been introducing things to my friends on this podcast, or at least thinking I was, and it had already happened on Discord. I'm like, okay. That's some accountability. I need to get back on Discord because somehow I missed this, but it is always
the most
happening.
Recent one was Michael Caine coming out of retirement
yes,
to do a movie
to be
with
in
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, Witch, the season of The Witch 2.
The last Witch Hunter 2. They're good friends. Like, Vin will regularly post about like, it's so good to have friends who you could be creative Sunday with. And
I
it's
mean, the
Michael
two,
Caine.
Yeah, the two most iconic voices in cinema history. Michael Caine and Vin Diesel.
My two favorite actors, Michael Caine and Vin
is
Diesel.
Is Vin Diesel anything?
Yes.
Yeah, he played Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, man.
What if Vin Diesel was Jesus in The Passion of the Christ or in real life?
Man.
I would have the same reaction either way.
Amazing.
Feed my sheep.
I don't know why that was the first thing I thought of. Come on over to
one
Discord.
One of Jesus's less famous quotes.
Also, we're big into. You ever play make believe?
Maybe
make believe
pretended
that like today was going to be a good day when you're pretty sure it wasn't.
Oh, every day, brother.
We do that as well. We play D&D together, and we're having a lot of fun with that. And we're actually in a dungeon this time. We're actually in some dungeon.
That's true. Currently, as we record, cool. We are in a dungeon.
I find myself looking around and being like, wow, we made it. We're here.
Finally. We don't have to imagine them anymore. They're real.
Season 2 dropping real soon.
Yeah, give it a listen. Catch up on season 1.
Season 1,
in
great.
The meantime. Season 1, great. Shout out to Claudia and to Jen. They're the unheard and unseen members of our team here at Two Chunks HQ. Okay. And they keep things running smoothly behind the scenes. And we've been texting with them about what we're going to be doing for Two Chunks Movie Club this fall. And I'm really looking forward to it. So again, get in that Discord. Join the Two Chunks Movie Club. Go watch movies with us.
Back to the show.
Back to it.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're back to the show. And I just want to say, cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool. Cool beans.
Cool.
Cool, cool, cool beans.
Beans.
Can I start with what feels like a hot take?
Sure.
This is my favorite Bill Hader.
Dude, it's up there for me.
This is a great Bill Hader.
Isn't that crazy? You know what's funny too is I had a moment that I had... Sometimes characters in movies become so much a part of your friendship culture that they are no longer... The actors who portray those characters. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
That it is like
the character.
Vin Diesel is Dom. We were just talking about him. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arnold is special because he's probably five people in my head, but he's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he
but
is
each of those
time.
People are kind of the same person.
I, to the point of knowing this beautiful, wonderful crew of friends, forgot that it was Bill Hader.
That's fair.
Yeah.
This watch, I was like, oh my God, of course. And I think that we have seen him now interact with Seth Rogen, and we've kind of got this fun little like connection. I think everybody is pretty connected in this whole series except for our Jump Streets. But no, Jonah Hill is the connecting tissue there.
Yeah.
But I do think the Danny McBride, Bill Hader combo is, when I'm going through the drive-thru, that's it. That's what I want.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep.
I've tried the other things. They're good. Maybe I'll be in the mood for one of those things one day, but I'm always, always, this is my home base. Sure. I cannot, they had to have had so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
Dude. Yeah. I had to have had absolutely right about that.
So much fun. And they don't give a, I don't think this crew gave a rip that this movie like only doubled what it cost.
No.
No. The budget was $7 million.
$5 million. And it made 14.
It's like an indie film.
Mm-hmm.
The legs that this movie has had post-release is insane. You know they have to be so proud of this. Like,
oh yeah.
I feel like when you are a person who clearly like loves comedy and loves being funny and being around funny people, like so many people in this movie are, this has to be something that they look back on like so fondly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because this movie feels so scrappy. I think I forgot that this movie, at least to me, feels like it shares a lot of DNA with the scrappiness of a Napoleon Dynamite or something like that. Like it really feels like this movie was like, let's just make sure it's fun.
Yeah.
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 And they kind of like, feel like they got carte blanche with it too.
Yeah. Napoleon walked so Hot Rod could run. I think that's something 100%. That I realized.
Could ride.
Could ride.
Thank you.
Could stunt.
Something that I realized in this one. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about during just this comedy series, I'm just leaning into the fact that some slapstick stuff is always going to be funny to me.
Yeah.
But when he absolutely beefs it on that ramp.
Very first ramp.
Yes.
Lost my
Can
mind.
I tell you,
lost
can
my
I
mind.
Tell you, speaking of falling always down, do. The thing that is never not the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
Every time I watch it, it is like, I don't think I'm going to be able to breathe again. When he falls down the mountain, is so like that's so simple. It shouldn't work. It shouldn't be as funny as it is to me. But every time it's collarbone sweat and tears that I'm wiping.
The first time in my life that I ever laughed so hard I thought I was going to pass out was this scene. I was in John Valentine's basement in Atlanta, Georgia, watching this movie in the it was the summer after sixth grade.
Yeah.
And when he fell down the mountain, I laughed so hard. I was like holding myself up on things and was like gasping for breath and had to look away from the screen so that I could catch my breath. And like the laughter turned to panic halfway through because I was getting tunnel vision. You know what I mean? Like I just couldn't. It is to this day, I think probably the single hardest laugh I've ever had in my life.
It's so good. You know, what's funny is this watch, I thought of Commando when he has what seems to be going down that hill in that truck to make impact for so long. And part of me is like, I bet that might have influenced a little bit of this. But it's one of those where it doesn't matter if Sandberg was the first to do this. It will always feel like the first time I've ever seen that. Because that's a shtick too. That is like for you to have a new shtick in comedy, which has been around since the beginning of time, is quite the accomplishment. Or you to set the bar, that's nuts to me.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I did find out for the first time, I never knew this, but apparently this movie was originally written for Will Ferrell, who said no.
He needed a break probably. He was doing a lot.
And I guess probably through Lorne would be my guess, got passed to Andy Samberg and the Lonely Island crew.
Perfect.
But having, Callie and I just watched the new Naked Gun last weekend. Loved it, by the way.
Yes.
So much fun. But seeing that Akiva Schaffer directed this, and I think he directed Popstar as well.
He did.
He's got to be, I think, in my top favorite comedy directors. Like, I've never seen a movie Akiva directed that I didn't think was like uproariously funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just has such a deft touch with, I don't know how much he's involved in the editing. I assume quite a bit because a lot of his movies have very similar ethos when it comes to the editing.
Yeah.
But like his touch on scenes and dynamics of groups of people is like phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I feel I think this movie taps into that so much.
Yeah. I don't think we gave McBride a script. I think we gave him a mood.
Agreed. Yeah.
And we were like, just play with that.
Agreed.
And that's what he did. This also might be my favorite of him. I mean, he's...
I quote Yoohoo shitheads all the time.
Chels quotes the green tea.
So funny.
The green tea line all the time.
Day. I go to church every Sunday. The way the guy comes out, my trailer, what the hell? And then Danny McBride punches him and says, one of you's about... No. The guy comes out and says, my trailer, what the hell? One of you's about to get your dick hole smashed. Yeah. Which is just an insane line. Like an absolutely insane line of dialogue.
Totally my hat.
Yeah.
All the time.
Too good.
Yep.
Too good. But this...
I love the representation that we get. At looking at like the movies we've watched holistically for this sort of like subgenre of comedy that I think was really popular in the mid-2000s that sort of gave way to the more high concept comedies and vibes of like Game Night, where it's like a little bit divorced from reality. But this version of it, where it's like the sort of almost absurdism of like
when he's
dying and he sees the taco and the grilled cheese having a fight, mm-hmm. like the
AM
Cool
radio
Beans
station.
Montage, the AM radio station, like the like slightly surrealness of this, I think is something you see in Napoleon Dynamite and this in particular.
Yeah.
But
I think
I love that.
This movie gave way to things like, I Think You Should Leave.
Yes.
Like I think that this was the first step to that sort of like, I like divorce from reality. I think that's great. But that like absurdist sort of like off the wall, the thing that's funny about it is that it doesn't really make sense. And like, this was in a lot of ways, I think pretty ahead of its time. I think now if you showed this movie to like a 20-year-old in 2025, I don't know if it has quite the same effect, but
yeah,
at the time that this came out, it was the first thing I had ever seen that was like quite that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absurd.
The first thing I'd ever seen that wasn't a YouTube video.
Yes.
That,
had
this absurdism to it. Yeah.
Because a ton of YouTube was doing this at the time. And I think Lonely Island, part of the magic of Lonely Island in general is that SNL allowed them to tap into the YouTube generation for their humor.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the thing. I was going to talk generational stuff. And it's so interesting being a millennial professor teaching a bunch of Gen Z students. And so
for sure,
we did a debate recently. We're starting pretty kosher and then we'll move to some more serious stuff. I don't think I'm just ready to make anybody angry immediately when we start this course, but it was, you know, what singular song, movie, and event defined your generation? Of course, a lot of people saying COVID, TikTok, things like that, but they're talking as a whole about how anxiety inducing like Gen Z's lives have been with just having access and like globalization and stuff. Then we had a big of a conversation about millennials. All this to say, humor is very attuned with culture. And I think what happened with this absurdist like comedy type stuff is the world was just ready to take like a big breath out. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, recently there's the 24th anniversary, almost 25th anniversary of 9/11. And it was kind of like, hey, let's just go outside of time for a bit. Can we just be so freaking silly and have a freaking break? And not have anything about real life have anything to do with this besides just good friends. And I think that's what it is. That's like what absolutely Hot Rod totally gets that tone because it was an escape. Like sometimes, yes, comedy, the dark comedies especially are like, hey, look how awful the world is. Let's talk about it in a different way that's a bit more palatable. Whereas this is just like, hey, let's just... I'm not going to say we're going to ignore it, but yeah, let's forget about it.
For sure.
And it does it. Yeah. It does it so well.
Yeah.
something that stood out to me that I'm realizing I love as a trope in movies like this is very serious actor playing absolutely ridiculous role.
Yes.
Yes.
Ian McShane is almost the best thing about this movie to me because he is awful.
He is that Ian McShane is in this. That is such a wild choice for that role.
This dude's like Shakespearean type.
I mean,
and we brought him in to play.
Which is why he sells it so well when he hits him with the old man, young heart.
Oh,
it's just like, he's serious. He's for real. Never sneak up on a man who's been in a chemical fire.
It's so crazy.
Oh, it's just insane. I think there is value in this movie in particular and just letting us run a little wild and free, take the chains off and talk about some of our favorites because this movie is coherent. There's a plot. It makes sense and it follows structure, but this movie is defined and rides on its scenes and its moments and its little bits. And so I'm going to be selfish and take what I think is one of the funniest scenes in any movie ever, which is Will Arnett screaming for Isla Fisher when she leaves him to go to the jump. And he's just leaning over his convertible screaming, babe, wait, babe, babe, wait, babe, babe, no, no, babe, wait, no. But
how many times have you done that as somebody's walking away from you?
1,000.
Yeah, I don't think I can count the 1,000
maybe.
I've done that. Yeah.
That and the amount of times I have mentioned, gonna grab a vitamin water, should I make that dose? Or gonna pick up some dong bags in case we wanna knock boots later. It's all just like ridiculous dialogue from Will Arnett that I feel he did not have a script for. This movie feels like they were just like, we got funny people, just let them be funny.
Just let them be funny. Yeah.
It makes me want to watch Arrested Development again. I think I might.
We just did. We just finished.
What a brilliant show. I don't remember
seeing Michael Cera a couple weeks back.
New season.
Made me want to do that.
Didn't they come back and do a Netflix season? Do you do that?
We stopped after
through your rewatch? Okay.
They've done two Netflix seasons and I've never seen them.
No.
I watched half of season 4 and thought it was terrible.
Yeah. Just looking at that cast and seeing where they are now, it's just like, oh my God. I cannot believe.
Yeah.
I mean, when like fifth build is Tony Hale and you're like, okay, this was a big deal.
Yeah, great.
We went straight from Arrested Development to Veep, which is Tony Hale's like in every single episode of Veep. And so
there you go, Tony.
Pretty crazy.
But I haven't even watched that.
Yeah, the
Tony time for real.
John Farnham, You're the Voice, Walk Through the City is like an all-timer as well.
And that they basically are like, I don't know what's going on. Like everybody else is.
Yes.
And the guy steals the TV.
Danny McBride with the TV doing the, there's no time.
There was no time to do anything except run.
Run and hope. Chris Parnell's explanation of his tattoo of the rebellious young man peeing on the FM radio and the color television with an AM radio floating safely above. His description on AM radio that this was a stunt you have to see to believe. And he got the exclusive broadcast rights is too good. Chris Parnell, another person that's literally funny and
never not everything. So funny.
Yeah. One of my favorite umami flavors about this whole thing too is get the crew together to do the thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Very Sandlot too.
Right.
It's like, we have to accomplish this thing. Let's get the ragtag crew together and get it done. It felt like our vibe a lot in college when we used to hang out. That was like, we're going to just accomplish this. Like we're going
to. When we used to be friends. Yeah.
Their breakup after the, I used to be too legit to quit, but now I'm unlegit. And for that, I must quit. And then the, who am I supposed to go ramps for now? Dave crying incoherently. And then also their subsequent return to friendship when Rod has to take Dave to the hospital, that whole sequence, specifically the line, hospital, trash can, sweet, has been quoted so many times in my life.
I got this acid, but I can't take it.
Like that whole thing is ingrained, like absolutely just on my brainstem.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's so much of this movie that is. And I do just want to say that Danny McBride pushing Yorma Taccone on his Heelys into the door of the van.
Twice.
Also, dude,
What's that song where the grandma gets run over by a reindeer?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
No. No.
This also, does this movie feel like the perfect runtime to you?
Yes.
It's 88 minutes long. So I just looked up.
That's great.
Movies with an 88-minute runtime. I'm trying to collect the data here to be like, is it just this exact thing? So My Neighbor Totoro and The Lion King are both 88-minute
Great. 88's the key.
So that proves it, y'all. Let's just make 88-minute movies.
Hey, I'm at a point in my life where unless it's like a 10, and if I see your runtime's under 90 minutes, that is a win for me. For
sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Only an hour and a half and I get full emotional catharsis. Some new memories along the way.
Which makes me excited to do it. Chris Nolan's Odyssey is somewhere around like 85 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I think he said we're aiming for 45, but it might get a little longer in the edit.
Listen to me. I'm going to see it because I'm obviously going to. Christopher Nolan's starting to Ouroboros into his own beehole a little bit for me, I think.
How so? Like with, because what was?
Oppenheimer was his most recent, which I thought was a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I'll never watch it again, will you?
I would watch it again.
I'm good. I saw it.
So is it losing the rewatchability?
This is the guy that used to make Inception. Is Inception important and masterful? No, but it ruled. Like, give us fun stuff again.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I would watch Tenet 10 times before I would watch Oppenheimer one more time. And Tenet is probably his worst exciting movie.
You think like the worst thing that could have happened to him was to win a bunch of Oscars for a movie?
I just think that he's getting older and this is his war movie. Like, I think when Mark Wahlberg is like, I want to make movies about oil rigs now, I think this is Christopher Nolan being like, I got to leave a legacy. It's like, no, just make cool stuff. I just want to watch cool stuff.
I feel like Denis has sort of taken that mantle from Nolan.
Sure, but there can be two people making cool movies.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying you still at least got somebody making cool, exciting sci-fi.
I know. I agree with you, but
that's me. I'm the positive guy. I'm the one who's always like, here's I'm the ray of sunshine. You guys are storm clouds.
He's doing it. Denis's been tied up in Dune for so long.
It's working.
Now. I'm excited for Denis to do something not Dune again. I just want to see him make a movie.
Rendezvous with Rama is his next non-Dune project.
And obviously it'll be amazing because he's Denis. Anyway,
sure will.
Let's rate Hot Rod.
Love it, dude.
On a scientific scale.
Hey, I don't need the whole scale. I already know what I'm going to do for it.
Perfect. You don't need the whole seat, just the edge.
Right, exactly.
The best thing we can say about movies, own it, don't lend it.
Buy that poster.
Are we ready to rate?
Yep.
Buy the poster.
It's a poster.
Poster. Obviously. Yeah. Imagine the relief you feel if you are meeting a new person and they're like, come to my house. We're going to hang out at my house. We've hung out in public a couple of times. Come to my house. We're going to play Switch or something. We're going to play Mario Party.
Sure.
And you walk in and on their wall is a Hot Rod poster.
Yeah, man.
Feel good.
Okay. We're here.
That would do it for me.
This is a place I can be.
Feel good about it. Feel great about
it. That would do it for me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That would make a difference for me. If I walked into a dude's house and I had only done we had done a couple dates, me and Callie with him and his partner of choice. And we had just been to some bars and a couple coffee shops. And then now it's fine. We've graduated to like, come over. We're going to order some pizza. We'll play some Mario Party. We'll hang out. And
I tell you what, in the car on the way there, I'm dreading it.
Oh, for
sure. I'm thinking I've had fun at Chili's.
But we're stuck
at his house
now.
But that's at Chili's, Red Robin. Yeah. But now I have to go to his house.
You're going to have fun at Chili's. That's obvious. But what about house? And then you walk into his house and he's like, hey, you know, we'll give you the tour. Here's the living room. Here's the kitchen. We have a media room. We have like a movie room where we like to watch movies. Here, come in here. And then you walk in and you first thing you see is a big old Hot Rod poster. Come on, dude. That's it. Dude.
Yep.
We're in.
That's how you know.
That's it.
Make sure now you're 18 and you've just moved to college and you walk into somebody's dorm room that you met at orientation and they have a Hot Rod poster on their wall.
Real quick. In the whole time... Carter thinks of time thing.
Sure.
Freshman.
Yeah.
Freshman born the year that Hot Rod came out. Crazy. Freshman.
Okay,
freshman
had to let that one pass through me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Had to let that one pass through me like a ghost. I don't feel old very often, but that one, for whatever reason.
Wild.
Felt I did feel that old chill, that sort of ectoplasm chill of a ghost phasing through my body.
I'm so curious. I want to find, maybe my brother knows somebody. He's a little younger than me. Maybe he's got friends younger than him. I want to find like a fresh face, like 18, 19 year old, and get a couple of his friends together and sit them down to watch Hot Rod and see, like get a clean take.
You're hoping it's their first time?
Yeah. I just want to get a clean take and see.
I think it's popular enough that it's highly likely that they've already seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like microplastics.
And I think there's a chance that depending on how young their dad is, how young their mom is, there's a chance that this is a movie that their parents were excited to show them. And so they've already seen it.
Yep. Boy.
Yeah, I just want to find, I just want to find a young person who hasn't seen this and have them watch it and just see, get a clean take on it. What do they feel? What did it connect? Did it feel old? Cause I think things that I think are funny because they're cringy on purpose, like Cool Cool Beans or Richardson's Hump Dance, they might be like, this is too cringe.
This is too cringe.
So can you handle it? If you show them this, these unblemished souls, if you show them Hot Rod and they're like, that sucks and it's old.
Yeah, I don't think I would care. I mean,
does that not ruin your day?
They suck and they're young. It's fine. I don't think it matters.
Honestly, dude.
This would be like someone doing this for me when I was 18. It would be like me watching Tim Burton's Beetlejuice or Big or the original Naked Gun.
Sure. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I watched, you know, The Naked Gun or Airplane or Monty Python. I thought those were funny when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They were well dated by that point, but
twins. It would be like somebody, Jordan, it would be like somebody showing us Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Yeah, I liked
that came
movie.
Out the year we were born. Yeah.
I liked that movie, especially when I don't think I would like it as much. I don't think it aged as well as Hot Rod, but like.
It's pretty funny until the end when it is just pretty overtly transphobic. See, but it's a funny movie.
I don't even remember. I believe you. I just don't even. It's been so long since I've seen these movies. Yep. But like, you know, 17 year old Jordan, I would have liked Ace Ventura.
Crocodile Dundee 2.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Mm.
A lot of good 1988s. My Stepmother's an Alien. Wow. Not a poster.
I didn't know
for
that
me,
about
now.
You. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Learn new things every day. Been friends for a long time.
Wow.
First time you've ever felt like you could open up about that.
And that's the episode. And we'll end it this time by reminding you to listen to Imagine Dungeons. We'll end it by reminding you that we release one of these every week. So come on back. Jump in Discord. We love you. Mm. Let's end today's episode by each of us saying our name and what our role in Hot Rod's crew would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think
I know. Important. I mean, I think I know exactly what everybody's going to say.
And
you
I think
do it for us?
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, no, Joe.
No, Doge, do it.
Yeah, be like, okay.
I'm Jordan. That's Carter. That's Doge.
Where are we? We'll go reverse order. I think Carter's building ramps for Rod. Carter was telling us before we started recording about his recent working boy awakening. He's been sanding his closet and he's getting farm strong. Carter is building ramps. Doge. I'm the team manager and videographer.
Yeah, you're KevBot for sure.
That's obviously. 100%. I'm the Kevin of this group. And my big giant toddler t-shirts. and I think Jordan is probably stunting. I think Jordan is on these ramps.
Doing the stunts.
I think
Jordan's on these ramps. Similarly, a mustacheless man. It's curly
true.
Black hair.
Hormone disorder.
Gonna be a ramper.
Oh my God.
Did I get it right? Was that what you guys were going to say for your...
I would have said Rod. Yeah.
See?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need.
Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.